The Gemara again, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We'll see briefly the last Gemara. 10 lines from the bottom. Reb Chizkiya. Zog Gemara Reb Chizkiya Shoal. And like the Taklan Chartan said in Yerushalmi, Shoal doesn't mean he asked a question, like an Ibaya. But Shoal rather means he let the people in the Beis Medrash know his Shita, and do you agree or not? Reb Chizkiya Shoal, Me'ato, if you're telling me that what? That you have to ensure that the shkolim come Rosh Chodesh Nissan in order to be Truma Chadosha. So B'nai Bovel, Mashmin al shkolim Rosh Hashel Choyref. B'nai Bovel, apparently in the Bayis Sheni, because assuming Bovel, no one lived there till after the Churban, Bayis Rishon. So in the Bayis Sheni, so then they would have to go all the way from the beginning of Choyref to get to all of Bovel to be Mashmin, to let them know 1 month you're not going to do it, you're not going to get anywhere. And he continues the question. The whole purpose of the Hashmoy is in order that the Shkolim should come by Nosan at one time. In order to utilize Tum Chadosha Echad Nisan. So they have to go much earlier. On that, Hesiv Rab Ula Kume Ramona. Rab Ula asked, Hesiv is like a Mosif. He asked in front of Ramona, that is incorrect, like Reb Chizkiya says. You're saying that if a bubble to make sure that it comes with Chodesh Nissan, they have to go all the way in the Chorev? No. V'otanino under the Ferish of Mishnah later on, Dav Zayin. B'shloi shoprokim b'shona tormen is halishka. There are 3 times during the year that we term the lishka. What does that mean, we term the lishka? That we go to the paths of the lishka and we get more. When are those 3 times? The price of Pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach, meaning with Chodesh Nissan. The price of Tzeres, before Shavuos. Before Sukkos. Now, and he explains the question. Omalei, Neymar Elon, must be, what's the pshat in the 3 zmanim? Elon, the kevim b'proiz ha-pesach, those that you're taking from proiz ha-pesach, those are Elon the kevim. Elon the kevim proiz ha-pesach, those that are close to Yushalayim, those are the ones, the kafirs you take, Tumas Alishka, from those that are close to Yushalayim, proiz ha-pesach. Elon the choykin, those that come from further, that means, let's say it was the Hashmoa took place on Rosh Chodesh Adar, Hashmoa fell over, but it takes time for them to get there. It takes much longer, so it comes in later. The money comes in during the year. Those come in before Shavuos. Those are even further. The Pois HaChag comes in 6 months later, before Sukkos. You know what I mean? You have donations coming in all the time. But we see clearly that Reb Chizkiya. Reb Chizkiya said that B'nai Bovel, it should be, Shoal means he established that it should be all the way at the beginning of Chayiv. Then why would there be 3 zmanim? 3 zmanim connotes, implies that it comes in later. Comes in later means they didn't go earlier to get it at the same time. It was the same time Dashmo, and it came in later. Taka. Those are the 3 zmanim. That Gemara says that based on the days, Omalei no, kulo ka'achasi bo. Meaning, be'etzim, it's ka'achasi bo. Le'olam, let's go back to what Chizkiya said. Lo'olam, it's ka'achasi bo, meaning that the Hashma took place earlier. If you were in Bavel, you had to go all day at the beginning of the Chorif. And you have to be Makdim Taka, like Chizkiya said. So what's this whole memory of the Gimel Kupas? If they went in the Chorif, so everything should be the same Kupa. So he says as follows, that the whole din of the Gimel Kupas, meaning, to be mefarsim. Pumbi means mefarsim. To be mefarsim, that all the monies are being used in these, now in the Shas Alila Regal, when all the masses are in the Beis HaMikdash, so we let them know that these are the monies that are used from the donations that came in. Meaning, the Havmina was, we'll see the Takhmi Chalit and David say explains, the Havmina was that you determine ala osid. Meaning, you talk at different people for different tkufas. The ones that come in later are for Atzeres, the one even later for Chag. But the ones that brought in for Pesach, their money is already used up by the time it comes to Atzeres and Chag. The maskon is no. There's no such thing as one person, only his donation only comes from one part and for other people's donation to other parts of the year. No. Everyone has to be chelik in all the karbonis throughout the whole year. And that pshat part of the karbonis for me, part for you. That would be called Tarmin ala Osid. We don't say that. So what does it mean? The oilam, it means you have to go early like Chizkiya. And this is just the proclamation that they make to make a pumbi, to make a pirsum, that the monies are being utilized. Zok the Takhmin Charetin. Ka'achas. So the oilam what comes in Rosh Chodesh Nissan remain throughout the whole year. Zog the takvin in Diva Maschel Ka'achas. Kolaymat. Kolash kalamay tzrichim lahavi mikolag mekoymas befamachas. The Harib Ech Benissan. Bechdei sheik kulim kulim belishko. The Chavid Tzvile ain tor min ala osid ligvois im al-choykim loy hoyu mevim be'ech benissan. If they wouldn't have it by them Ech Benissan in one place, nimtzis loyelam chelik betmidei tzibur at somach l'chag. That they don't have a part, they don't partake in the tmidim all the way till sukkahs. Va'akoyvim loyelam chelik miyamoyis l'chag ve'elich. They will not have any chelik after their initial donation. Vezeloy mistavaklal elavadai kolash kolim nesu v'famachas. V'shapi ukim rabbi chayzkiya debnei bovaloy tzrichim lashmi amiroishoy shachoyrev. B'chidei shalem shows lovi al echad ben nisim. What does k'delasas pumbi mean? K'delasas piusum ledovar. Devada ein achiv litroim bebeiz manim alolu. El ben nisim utarmin. Al kolchot yashona. It's for the whole year. Just the three manim are. Because that's his man of kehillah l'chol yisrael, lalas l'regel, etc. etc. That is the whole vart. Zog the Gemara. This is what we got up to, really. The Gemara continues now that beis on a beis. The first line. V'loma omru, oh, pumi ledover. Reb Yehuda, ben Pazi, b'shem Rebbe. The second line. Reb Yehuda, ben Pazi, b'shem Rebbe. He said as follows. Hey nikra v'loy nivas. Hey nikra v'loy nivas means, could a person read the following psukim and not chapetzita nivas, or be scared? Why? Letoiva, when it comes to things that are good, for instance, a mitzvah of bringing the dovas to the Mishkan, it says, kol nediv lev. You only are a nediv lev if you donate. The regular hoi paloi doesn't donate so quickly. You have to be a nediv lev. It's in madrega. But when it comes to l'ra, unfortunately, when it comes to an avera, by the eagle, it says, v'yispoku kolom, they all gave, it doesn't differentiate, only the div lev gave, kolom. Chapatzita. Okay, I know you're a levi, Baruch Hashem. Right? Your ancestors did not. But kolom means everyone besides the b'nei levi, correct. But like upon him, you didn't have to be in a div lev. That's about it. You didn't have to be in a div lev. No, kolom means everyone. But you didn't, the area instigated. But you didn't have to be in a div lev. The area instigated to make, instead of the Moshe Rabbeinu, to make a conduit, to make the eagle should be through the eagle should be in the Ebishter. But the point is that you didn't have to be in a div lev. Vayispoku kolom. Zok Gemara Letoiva, continues the Gemara. Letoiva by Matan Torah says, Vayoytze Moshe Sha'om. Moshe Rabbeinu had to take the people out. They didn't come on their own. However, when it comes to the Megaglim, L'ro, it says, Vatikvun Eli Kulchem. They came on their own. It's a Gavaldi Yitzitim that happened. When it comes to L'ro, you have the adrenaline. You took your own initiative. You didn't have to be taken out by Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara continues, L'toiva, when it comes to Shiras Hayam, it says, Oz Yoshe Moshe. Moshe started off, and then Ubnei Yisrael. Then Kal Yisrael followed suit, but he had to start off the Shira. L'ro, when it comes to L'ro, it says, V'atisa kol ha'edo. It says that they all cried on their own. They didn't have to have Moshe Rabbeinu starting them off. V'atisa kol ha'edo v'itnes koylem v'yivkom b'layla hu. By the Megaglim. Zog the Gemara, Omer Reb Chiya ba'abe. Reb Chiya ba'abe said, Ochein hishkimu hishchisu. V'cholash chosa she'yoysin bashkomo yoysin oyso. Ochein ishkimu ishchisu is a posuk in Tzvanya. The posuk says as follows. Omarti achtiri oisi. The Eibishter is Kavayochel saying to himself, Omarti achtiri oisi, meaning that the Klal Yisrael will fear the Eibishter. Tikru Musar, when the Eibishter punishes the Umas Olam, at least Kali Sol will have an awakening and betake Musa. V'loyi kores ma'oino. And I will not have to destroy and cut off ma'oino, meaning the ma'oin, meaning the Beis HaMikdash. Koila shepokarti olea, and remove everything that I bestowed in the Kali Sol because of the Beis HaMikdash. But you know what happened? The opposite took place. You know what happened? Ochein hishkimu hishchisu koil aliloisom. Not just they didn't take Musa, but they were the ones who ishkimu. They got up early in the morning, and they were the ones who were chayta. They were ishkimu baboyker, or like by Avraham Avinu, to be mashkis, like a zrizus. We learn from Avraham Avinu, we learn zrizus.
What's it talking about?
What's the point? It's before the Churban. They ishkimu to be... Klai Yisrael was in the Gevaldige, the Madrego of Ashkosa. So not just they didn't take Musa, ishkimu ishchisu. Now, if you look in the Takan Charetan, Hitaka says, but you pointed out, Ochen ishkimu, mashenken b'mitzvah, amrin in zrizim makdimin l'mitzvahs. When it comes to Zrizim Makdimin, so over there, you have to be a Zoris to be Makdim L'mitzvahs. Avraham Avinu was a Zoris. Vayashkem Avraham B'Boiker. Zrizim. Zrizim Makdim L'mitzvahs. But when it came to, it only Yechidim as Zrizim. Not everyone is a Zoris. Many people are lazy. Atzlonim. When it came over here to the Ashchosa, Vayashkimu, it says, they all Kaisalt, we're all Zrizim suddenly. It wasn't just Yechidim that is Zrizim. Vayashkimu, they all got up. The Hamoin were all Vashkimu. And that's Taka, what he says that brings a posik. That's what he says, Omer Rav Chiya, Ba'aba, Ochein, it's indeed so. Hishkimu Hishchisu. It was Taka Ba'ashkoma. V'chol Ashchosa Shoye Oysin Ba'ashkoma Yoye Oysin Oysa. And all Ashchosas were Taka Ba'ashchosa. If you look in the Korban Eda, he says, the first narrow line, Hishchisu Kloimar. Gam Hanovi Tzvanyo Chichon Ki Yoytze B'deh. Similarly, Hashchosa Osu Ba'ashkoma V'hatoiv Loy Osu Ba'ashkoma Shigabe Egel Ksiv V'ayashkimi Mimochos V'gabe Nedivis HaMishkin Ksiv V'heim Yeviyu Eilov Oyd Nedovo V'boiko Ba'boiko V'loy Ba'ashkoma Mamish. So he's comparing the dichotomy, the opposite. When it came to the Nedovitz, it says Ba'boiko Ba'boiko, not the first thing in the morning. Ba'boiko Ba'boiko means later in the day. That's when the Nedovitz took place. And by the Egel it says, by Ashkimi Mimochos. So he's saying that we see similarly that by the Egel compared to Nedovis. By the Egel, it said they did it in the morning, by Ashkimi Mimochos. The Ketakl Chartin is learning Lafuki Avram Vinu. Zoris, and it's a ganze Kaisol. He's saying Lafuki Nedovah, that was Bashkoma, not Bashkoma Mamish, but Baiko Baiko. Bashkoma Ravir was Bashkoma. Toiv didn't do Bashkoma. By Ro, they did Bashkoma Mamish. It is Vashkimu Mimochos. Oh, Zog the Gemara weiter. Omer Rab Abba Ba'acha in at Yochol Lamed al Oifyo shel Umazu. We cannot comprehend and understand the Oifyo, the minig of this Uma, how they act. Nitvoyin le'egel, Noistin, when they ask to give money to the Egel, they give, open hands. Nitvoyin le'mishkan, Noistin, and when it comes to the Mishkan, they also give. So I can't figure them out. Zog the Gemara. Tony Reb Yosef Ben Chanina. Enoch and Ami, by the Mishkan, there were taka things that they gave above and beyond. Vahoyse, correct. But that's exactly the point. We can't figure them out. Enonu Oimdin. Enoch Alamed al Oifi Shalomazu. Zog the Gemara. Tony. What is this? Reb Yosef Ben Chia. Is it opened up in your Gemara? What does it say? It just says Rivach? I'm supposing it's...
The
Oshkol English should have it. I don't have it. What does it say? Tani Rabbi Yosef Mechia? Or it says...
No, it's Rosh Davis.
Oh, it's Rosh Davis. Okay, I think it's Rabbi Yosef Mechia. Zogma Tani Rabbi Yosef Mechia. Chada Masnisa. Hadom Masnisa. This is the Masnisa that it says as follows. It says by the Kapoides... Oh, Rabbi Yosef Mechia. Zogma Hadom Masnisa... V'asisa kapoyre zohav tor. It says when it comes to the Oren, v'asisa kapoyre zohav tor. Then you make the kapoyres is zohav tor. Amasayim v'chetzi okav, amachetzi rochba. Now what do we learn from that, Masnisa? It says yovay zohav she kapoyres v'chaper zohav shel egel. The zohav of the kapoyres is mechaper on the zohav of the egel, meaning he's coming to say that. He's coming to say, so that Enkadeg is a kasha, we'll get in a second. But he's coming to say like this. We just finished saying, it's a pella umazu. Then it's fine for A, they follow, then it's fine for B, they follow. So he says, no. Meaning, they're not stam nitvoyin for everything. For the egel and for the mishkan. How can you be nitvoyin for both things? The teret says, adarab. The mishkan they gufa did to be mechaper on the egel. So it's not pshat. You ask me for a donation for Egel, I give. You ask me for the Mishkan, I give. No, the Mishkan was with an intent to be Mechaper. That's what the Taklin Chadin explains. Zog the Taklin. He says, Yovai Zov. Reb Chia, Polik Adi Reb Abba. Who was the first member? Yeah, Reb Abba. Why? The Oma Masha, you know, in the Mishkan, Mini Musum. Umin Hogam, I elite in the Cholashi, Ishalu, Legal, Toiv. Elamidas also came. It wasn't stamped. They gave out a hand to whoever knocks on the door. Kadesh Yovai Zov, Shkapers, Vichaper Alamais Ego. Vichain Koma, Shinosu, Lezercha Mishkan. Now, the question that you bavarned, the Mepharshim bavarned, what happened to the din? How could Zob be mechapen the Ma'aseh Egel? We know Enkategen Nasan Egel, right? The Kohen Gadol is not Nichlas be Big Day Zov. Lefnai v'lefnim on Yom Kippurim because Enkategen Nasan Egel. So there are different truths in the Achronim. The Orchon Ner says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavov, he says that the Orn and the Kapores, that's good for what they're coming for. They're coming for a Kapora. It's called Kapores for a reason. It's coming to be mechapa. So Mela, that's Fakert. That's good for. That's called kategen as an ego. You're supposed to bring a kapora from the thing that you bought for the ego. You bring, you make the kaporas out of it. Mashenke big de kuna are not boim the chapa. So over there you say kategen as an ego. Another teretz, the Netziv Mechayim Yisodah in Rosh Hashanah says, he says that kategen as an ego is not negaya by the kaporas, only negaya by the begodim. Why? Because the begodim are lehisnais, the chavad lesifores. That's the purpose. So if it's coming l'chavad l'sifores, so then don't make it enkateven asanega. Masha enkein by the orner kaporis, they're not coming to be lisnoye for the choita. So mele over there, it's like a kapora. It's two different things.
What is the kaporis? I thought it was the cover. What was the
kaporis? No, the kapora for the ma'ase eagle from zov. Yeah. So they made the orn and the kaporis was kulay zov.
The orn.
Correct. Kaporis is the orn. Zog the gemara. Reb Chagi b'shem Rashbag. Sholosh Trumas Nehemah b'Parsha Zois. There are three times in this Parsha where it says the word Truma. This is the beginning of Parsha Truma. The first one it says, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yikol l'truma m'eish kol ish etven liboy. That's one. Then it says, Tikhu estrimosi. That's two. V'zois ha'truma asher tikhu me'itom zov v'kes v'nchoshes. So the Gemara explains, what are these three Trumas? Zog the Gemara, Trumas Adonim. One of them is for the Adonim, the sockets. We're the base, the foundation of the kosher. V'truma shkolim. Shkolim doesn't mean the machtas, it means the shkolim that they gave. We'll see soon. V'truma shamishkan and what they gave for the mishkan. The Gemara explains. Dabam neisro v'igli truma. The first one was the truma sadonim. That's for the foundation. Me'ez kolish ha'shvan liba tikas truma osi. Zeh truma shkolim. That's the shkolim that they used for korbanos. V'zois ha'truma shetikom me'itom. So that's Zut Trumas HaMishkan. That's for everything for the Mishkan that they use, Tchelet V'Agomen, etc. Zog the Gemara as follows. Trumas HaMishkan, we're going off for the third one first. Trumas HaMishkan is the Mishkan. What does that mean? Mashiyir Tzu Yasu. And the going takes out the gears and he says, Mashiyir Tzu Yoviu. They can bring what they want. Tchelet V'Agomen, not Yasu. Yasu is up to the ones in charge of the Mishkan. Not the donors. The donors can't say, I want to use this for this. No. You can bring whatever you want. The choshes, whatever you want to bring. Mashiyir to your view, not the Mishi Yasu. Truma Shkolim, that's for the Karbonos. Again, Mashiyir to your view, Zog the Goyim. You can bring as much as you want. Now, not as much as you want. Kadeshe Yat Kulon Shova. Now, it doesn't have to be a Chatzi Shekel, but it has to be the same amount. Zog the Taklin Chartin, Kritan Lekamon, Shayishokrim Dakoinim Sloim Tvoim, as long as it's the same amount. As long as it's a Chatzi across the board for everyone of any Matbea. Trumas Adonim, that's the beginning of the Pasha, where it's a chatzi shekel for everyone. Trumas Adonim, Ha'oshele Yamit, Vadala Yamit. That's the exact amount. That's Machta Shekel Dafka, for Adonim. That's the foundation. That's the yisoid of everything. Omegab Avin, Omegab Ovun, Apa Pasha, Zois Nambagil Trumas. The following Pasha, which is in Kisisod, also the three Trumas. Machta Shekel, Truma Lashem, Yitain Truma Hashem, and Loses Trumas Hashem. That's in over there in Kisisa. It says Zeidu Kol Oivra LaPikudim Machzah Shekel Shekel Hakodesh Esrim Geir Shekel Machzah Shekel Trumah Hashem Kol Oivra LaPikudim Miben Esrim Shalom Amaylo Yiten Trumah Hashem Hoshel Yavad Ali Yamit Machzah Shekel Losses Trumah Hashem. And that's the reason why he gives three half shkolim on Tainis Esther because of the three times Trumah.
But all those three are for what? Those three? These last three?
Oh, so it's the same Yisoid. In Mardan, we could add, but it's the same Yisoid passage. Even though over there it's talking about for the Etz Mishkan, but over here we speak it out clearly. For Kabbonis, everyone was the equal amount. Not a Chatzis Shekel, but it was the equal amount, yes. So the Taklin Chalatin Taka says, the Mishnah later that says, Shoiklin Dak Koinim Sloim Tvoim. So it didn't have to be a Chatzis Shekel, but it's a Chatzis of any Matbeya. Unlike that, don't even have to be Dafka Chatzis Shekel. The Carbon Eder says, Mashiyitzi Asu Leizer Carbon. So he says that, the Kamasha Yeroitzin Hoychoyim Litoin. It could be any amount. Yad kulam shove. Doesn't mean it could be any amount. It doesn't have to be a chatzi of the matbea, or it could be taka any amount. It could be 5 shekels as long as they're shove. As long as they're shove, even if they give 5 shekel for the kabonis, as long as everyone across the board gives 5, that's a mashmois by him. Unless the mashmois in the Mishnah is it could be any matbea, but the matbea has to be a chatzi. Lafuki for adonim, it's dafka chatzi shekel. Zokt gemar weiter by the 2 dots. B'tesvav boy kogin es ha-megillah b'kochim. That means on the 15th of Adar, they read the Megillah b'kochim if it's Mukav Choyma. Zog the Gemara, loy chayn omar Reb Chelba, omar Rav Huna, or it was said b'shem Rav, or Rav said it, b'shem Reb Chia, Rabo. What did they say? Hakol yoitzin. Everyone could be yoitza, meaning even the bnei kochim be yudalid. Now it's see clearly not like it says in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says b'tezvav boy kogin is hamagila for krochim. Well, Reb Chelba, b'shem Reb Chia Rabba, they say that hakol yoitzin. Everyone, even the bnei krochim, are yoitzin be yudalid. So clearly not like that. Why yudalid? Shuz man ki yosa, because that's his mandakriya for everyone. So it's fair in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that it's Dafkan Tezvav, and the Taklin Chalatin says the reason why it's a Kasha is because our Mishnah is Dafkan Tezvav. Why? So he says around 6 lines when it gets wide in the bottom, Haka Yoitzim Yudalit Shuzman Ki Yoso, Gam B'nei Tezvav Shekor B'Yudalit Yoitzin. The B'nei Tezvav, if they're reading Yudalit, they Yoitza. V'loma Nokat Masisin, why does our Mishnah say, Uve Tezvav Boy Kirin? Why does it say Dafki on Tezvav? V'loitani Ikazman. Which Ikazman, according to this, is Yudalad. Shakol Yoitzimoy. Elo HaKorchok must be Svir Leila Masdisin. The Einakol Yoitzim Bekiyas Yudalad. You would not be Yoitzim Yudalad if you live in Krochim. Uloch Yisidalo Bahadi Inachachina. That's why it's mentioned together with the other things. The Tikkun HaDrochim, it's all on Tezvav Dafka. Lemeimar. Mahanach Dafka B'Tezvav. Afkir Yisam Megillah Dafka B'Tezvav. V'kasha L'Reb Chia. So, Ebizai, that's the Kasha on Reb Chelba, the Kasha Reb Chelba. Reb Chelba that says, Hakul Yoitzi B'Yudalad, our Mishnah is Dafka Hakul, it's Dafka B'Tezvav for B'nei Krochim. How do you, Reb Chelba, say, Hakul Yoitzi even B'nei Krochim B'Yudalad, our Mishnah is Dafka B'Tezvav for riots, together with the other things that are enumerated that are Dafka Tezvav? On that, Gemara answers that Reb Chelba can answer that Loi Bo Elo Lamdecho, Shekol HaMitzvahs HaNoyagoyz Ba'ad HaSheni, Ein HaNoyagoyz Ba'ad HaRishon. Meaning, Reb Chelba that he says that the Mishnah says on Tezvav, it doesn't mean to tell me that it's Dafka Tezvav. No, it means to tell me that the mitzvahs that are noig by the Sheni do not apply in Adar Rishon, and that's why the Mishnah says Kriyas HaMegillah is in Tezvav, but not to tell me Tezvav. It's coming to tell me that it's in Adar Sheni Lafuki Adar Rishon. Just like the rest of the things, Dashma Ashkolim and all the other things we have to take place Dafka Adar Sheni. So too the Kriyas HaMegillah is in Adar Sheni, Lafuk Adar Rishon. But not that it's Dafka Tezvav, La'olam Hakol Yoitzim Yudalit, like Reb Chelba says. Which means, Avada Krochim is Tezvav, but there also can be Yoitzim Yudalit, it's not coming Lafuk Yudalit. So the Mishnah is not Dafka Tezvav, Lafuk Yudalit. Zog the Gemara Reb Yoise, the Reb Acha, Havin Yosfin, they were sitting. Omer Reb Yoise, the Reb Acha, Loi Mistavro, L'Sha'ovar, meaning, these words of Reb Chelba, that you yoitzim yudalid, is not mistavra, that it's coming to tell me, l'sha'ovar. L'sha'ovar means that after you're already holding after Tezvav, meaning, if I read on yudalid, and I did not have a chance to read in Tezvav, and now we're holding Pasei, it's already after Tezvav, so then, it's not mistavra that that's his din, that you yoitza, because that's Pasei already, it's not negeya. You can't be mitzaken out what was done already. You can't do tezvav. It's over. So that's not what Reb Chelba's din is. But rather, elo lahabo. Reb Chelba's din is that if you ran in your dalad, and now you're before tezvav, you're not mechuyev to read in tezvav. Elo lahabo, meaning that you don't have to read on tezvav if you ran on your dalad. Elo lahabo loy, meaning loy, meaning you don't have to read on tezvav if you read it on your dalad. Zok di gemara, if that's the din, it's going on lahabo before you tezvav. You're not mechuyev to. How could that be? That means the places that you're mesupik, if it's a krach that needs to do in tezvav, or it's a place that's not mukav mishum minun, so maybe you have to do a new dalad. So that's the suffix. So what do you do in those places? Now you read them on both days. Now we don't say that if you're everyone is yoitz on yudalad, if you did on yudalad, and you're not mechuyev to do it on tezvav. Because if that's the case, then why in a place that you're mesupik, are you mechuyev to do it on yudalad and tezvav? Typically, that you're a ben krach, that did on yudalad, that's not mechuyev to do it on tezvav. Like we just said, if you're telling me that lahabo loy, that if you're oimid before tezvav, you're not mechuyev to do it on tezvav if you did on yudalad. If you didn't, then you did not do it on yudalad. Of course you do it on tezvav if you're mukav chayma. But if you're mukav chayma and you did on yudalad, we're saying now loy, you're not mechuyev to do it on tezvav. Not in the case where it's past Rei Tezvav. We're talking about even before Tezvav. So, Ebezoi, why by a Suffolk do you do Beis Yomim? Tepeklei, that your Yotz ready, but you did your Dalet. What's obligating you to do the Tezvav? On that, the Gemara answers, Omalei, Oif Ano Sovakein. Meaning, I also hold like that. I also hold that Reb Chelba Taka said his words on Lahaba. And Lechatchila, you don't have to read it on Tezvav. I, L'chorit Shver, we were just saying right now, that in the place that you're a super gift, they're ben krach or not a ben krach, if they're mukav or not mukav, so then why does it not Shver on Reb Chelba, where it says that you read it on both days? So the Gemara says, oh my God, Mona, the reason why it's not Shver, v'yos meaning it's correct, it's not Shver on the Braisa, on Reb Chelba from this Braisa. Why? Iluk shekaya b'yudalad, choyze v'kaya b'tezvov, shema ein shoymim loy? Which means to say as follows, that if you're going to say that someone who's a ben tezvov that read on yudalad and he did not read on tezvov, meaning he's not mechuyev to read on tezvov and he's yoitzer but arbosor, if that's true, imat oymekain nimtzes oikas man kochim biyodecho. So then you're being oikas the whole takon of his man krochim, all the krochim will do it on yudalad. It's convenient for them. It's muchach that. This only took place that you did it b'diavet, not l'chatchila you can do in your dalad and your yoitza, because then you're not being oiker the din of krochim. That's if you did it, then you're yoitza, but not the pshat you could do it on your dalad. So mela, if you're takam is supik, if you're ben krach or not a ben krach, if you're mukav or not mukav, we don't say just read on your dalad, because at l'chatchila we don't say you do it in your dalad, because then you'll be considered an akira of the whole din of krochim. So mele you taka misofik, you do both days. So mele it's not shver. The fact you do both days, because that's a lechatchila kedim b'fanenu, not to be oikad in krochim. If a person did a new dalad, so that's not called an akira of a din krochim. Because if he did it, lekroi, so you yoitz a taka yudalad. But now b'fanenu, you misupik, avada you have to do both. And that's how he answers why it's not a stira. Now we taka paskin in Tofesh Beches, that a ben krach that read the Megillah on yudalad, b'dievet is yotzi dechavosoi. Some say that dafka when it's b'di'evet, meaning it was a toast that he did it. But if b'mezid he reads on yudalit, so that's really a whole question in achronim if you take a yoitz or not. Because if you're going to say a yoitz, then you're right to being oiker the holding of krochim. Or no, it's fourth, the din is not nekar because the chatchila you're not supposed to read then. So maybe you're not worried about akilas the din of krochim. So maybe you would be a yoitz, maybe even by b'mezid. And likewise, we paskin if you take a mesupik, if it's Hukaf, Bimoise Shu Benun or not, we take a reader on Yudalad and Tezvav. The bracha you don't make on both days. You make it only on Yudalad, because that's the Kriya Taka Lakoil. For Roiv the people, Roiv the Velt, it's Taka Yudalad, so that's when you make the bracha. And it's not considered a Sofik or Bracha Vatola, because even someone who's Mukav Choyma, which is in Tezvav, if he read in Yudalad, Avada Yoytsib Diyavid. That's what Mishnah Berurah over there says. In Simon Tofresh Peches, Yudalav. Zogdemo Vaita Tony. Reb Shimon Gamliel Loimel, mitzvahs hanoyegus ba'adesheini, the mitzvahs that are noyeg in adesheini, Ein noigis berishoin. They're not noigin adin rishoin. That means kriyas amegila matanas evyoinim. We don't fear zech purim and adin rishon. However, there's an exception. Chutz mehesped v'tayne shein shovim bezeh v'zeh. When it comes to the issa being masped on purim cotton on yudalad adin rishoin. So meila, it's also sai and hesped and sai and tainis and yudalad adin rishoin and tesvav adin rishoin. Zok and fashetzach adin sheni. So that's takah shovim. All the other mitzvahs is not knowing by adin rishoin. Zok the Gemara, Rebbo, Reb Yirmiyah b'shem Rav. Rebbo said in the name of Reb Yirmiyah, in the name of Rav. And likewise, Reb Simon b'shem Reb Shua ben Levi, Haloch Reb Shimon Gamliel. That looks like Reb Shimon Gamliel, the mitzvah knowing by adin sheni, or not knowing by adin rishoin. Zok the Gemara, Rav Huna Rabbo, the Tzipoyren. Rav Huna Rabba, who was from Tzipoyren. Omar, he said, Hine Reb Chanina b'Tzipoyren kahado. The Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Chanina in Tzipoyren was taka fizik like Reb Shimon Gamliel, that the mitzvah of Adar of Purim are only knowing Adar Sheni, not Adar Rishon. Zog di Gemara, loy Omar elo hinig. It only says that Reb Chanina did it as an hoga. Meaning, if you ask Mishayla, so then he'll tell you how to fizik. However, halacha loy, but he didn't say it by rabbim as a halacha. That's like we have in Bavli, matin vein moirin kain. He feels like that. The hanhoga was like that, but ain moirin kain publicly he would not dash in the halacha that way. Zok the last gemara avol leinyan shtoris, meaning this that we differentiate between adarish and adarsheni when it comes to this man that you write in the star. So koisvin adarishin when it comes to a star. You write adarishin when it's adarishin. However, the adarsheni is stom. When it comes to adarsheni, you write stam. You don't write adarsheni. You just write adar. That's one shita. Reb Yudah says no. Adarishin. When it comes to adarishin, you taka write stam. Tav gimel omen alvi. You write stam. Mashekin adarsheni. Over there, you write tinyon. Tinyon means adarsheni. So the question is, which one do you write sheni? Do you write sheni by rishon or do you write sheni by adarsheni? What's the stoma? Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? And that's a question in the poskim. What's the Iker Adar? They gave for a yard site. Someone has yard site and it ends up being the Ptira was not on a Muberis. And Adar Muberis is the Adar Rishon the Iker, the Fizik Adar Sheni, Adar Rishon, or Legavi Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah, you go to Chumra. That if it's Bar Mitzvah, it wasn't a regular Adar. So to be Moitzi other people, you wait for Adar Sheni. To the other things, to put on Tfilin, of course, you put Adar Rishon. The question is, what's the Ika Adil? Like Abishtar, we have a Machlokes over here, Tanakam and Reb Yudah. Now, the day where we said that Hesped and Tainis is Shoven Adarishin Adarsheni, so the question is that if, let's say, Bizman Azeh, where we know it's going to be Muberis, it's based on the Luach. So it's not a question of will it be a Muberis or not, with Talpi Ria. So the Ocha Shulchan says, that we know up Yecheshmen is going to be Muberes. So Mele, it's Mutab Hesped Tainis on Yudal and Tesvav. Lemaise, we don't feel like that. That's not the halacha clearly. The Ramah is not much like that. The Tur and the Rosh. But upon him, the question is, when you know it's going to be Muberes, so maybe Yudal and Tesvav would be Mutab. But Lemaise, we feel like halacha, Yudal and Tesvav, Adarish and Adarsheni, are also Behesped Tainis. We'll stop over here at the top of Gimel and Aleph by the two dots.